Lost in Whoville by Ray Blackston. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Baker Bookhouse Company. Lost in Whoville is read by Andrew Peterson.
A discerning man keeps wisdom in view, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. Proverbs 17:24. Act 1. This fellow is wise enough to play the fool. Viola in Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. Chapter 1. With apologies to the heat, what I remember most is the color of the dust. After the shuttle bus pulled in that morning, a fine coating of orange dust settled over the town of Alice Springs. But unlike the dull, transient dust I'd seen in America, this dust looked provincial, as if for centuries it had been proud to rise and fall in the exact same spot. I had climbed aboard that shuttle some 20 minutes earlier, one of four excited faces, all of us 20-something, all of us peering through tinted windows, two of us about to discover that Australia can be a stealer of bliss. Before we could say down under, the landscape flattened, momentum slowed, and our driver braked us to a stop. The four excited travelers stood and grabbed for luggage. The third, my buddy Steve Cole, pressed his leather hat on his head. Ahead of him, a duet of girlish giggles filled the aisle. Steve's longtime flame, Darcy, led the way, blonde hair swishing side to side, her height blocking our view. Right behind her was my brunette girlfriend, Allie, who eased between the seats with her year-round tan, toting two bags of luggage and her journal. Allie and I worked together in a remote region of Ecuador, and our dates were nothing if not adventurous. Today, edging forward on an Aussie shuttle, we peered once more.